What makes someone shoot up a church? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's as if these killers have to keep topping themselves. Every time this happens, it happens in a more outrageous way. If you've been a terrorist, this would be an easier conversation. We could blame outside groups, foreign websites, radicalizing our innocent youth. But according to CBS legal analyst Ricky Kleeman, legally speaking, this is not terrorism.
Terrorism must be political. This is not political, but it is about race.
So he wasn't trying to overthrow the government. He was targeting black people. But here I am, a white person, and I feel less secure because of this. I think all of us do. Because it means that we could eliminate Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and this kind of menace would still be with us. The one consolation is that it appears to have gone too far, even for white supremacists. One supremacist website had this comment, quote, "Killing a group of Christians, no matter what color they are, just makes us look like white versions of ISIS," unquote. No kidding. Dylann Roof is obviously never going to be free again, although we'll have to spend millions to establish that, and the punishment won't deter the next deranged person on deck because that's the nature of derangement. And there'll be nothing done about the gun because, well, you know why. So really, the only thing we can control is our own reaction. And I would suggest we look at this as a threat to all of us and not use it as an excuse for everyone to head to their corners. You can kill the worshipers who pray for peace, but you can't kill the faith that keeps us trying. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.